Nice neighborhood, Waz, I said, gazing across a lush mountain landscape. The peaks looming all around us were old, softened by time, but still rivals to the Rocky Mountains. Gazing at the stunning panorama made me homesick, but also happy to be here. Beautiful scenery, perfect weather with a slight breeze, and a good friend marching toward what would either be a brilliant destiny or a brutal humiliation. I didn't believe this would be the end of his hopes and dreams, but only because he'd steadfastly avoided becoming a candidate for the Titan Crown. There were no clues to his aspirations, but they didn't lie in that direction, so how could he be disappointed if rejected? 6 months of talking the issue through had provided just a smidge of insight. We'd spent the time recovering from our ordeal on Rythe and trying unsuccessfully to bend the devices to our will, or even understand them.
The Valley of Trials is one of the most scenic places of all the Titan worlds.
Wozim seemed like he might say more, but merely gazed across the panoramic view. He was as massive and strong as ever, confident from the ordeals we'd been through. Today, I would be reminded of how false that assumption was. His dark blue nephew was bigger and meaner. Soon, they'd be circling each other with their sharp horns and battle tails. My money was still on the Waz man. The guy was a complete badass who never quit. He amazed me constantly, and yet it felt like we'd been friends for a long time. I got the feeling that he accepted me as a true friend and trusted my fortitude. That was a huge compliment among his people. I pulled the tube from the neck of my armor and sipped cool water. When I first used the function, it had been almost body temperature. Now I was pleased to say it was as chill as a fountain drink. Maybe I could get the ship to add some flavoring? With my luck, she would only dispense Pepsi products, which I would take for sure, might complain a bit, or argue which was better, Coke or Pepsi, if I could find anyone in this galaxy who cared. Thoughts of the perfect refreshment kept me busy as we hiked deeper and deeper into the valley. The trail was narrow, probably created by the local equivalent of a deer or goat. The terrain was rugged, and I loved it.
You seem at ease in the mountains, Wozim said after a time.
I nodded. My family didn't always live in Colorado, but that's where we're from and where we return to whenever we have a chance. It's funny. I see tourists all around me when I go there, even though that's what I am now.
I'm not sure I appreciate the irony in that statement. If it is your place, then it always will be,
he said with an even smile. His interpretation wasn't sarcastic or mean. He was just providing a clean, unfiltered statement of his understanding. It was times like these when I remembered he wasn't human, had never been to Earth, and was fundamentally different at every level. A lot of his comforting traits were just my projections. Psychology 101 was a course I had aced during round one of college. Getting used to his looks had proved easier than developing a deeper understanding of the Titan's mindset. The guy probably did the same when he considered my alien appearance. That gave me a chuckle. A brief Alice in Wonderland daydream had him seeing me bigger, stronger, and with horns. That got me wondering how he and my other friends really did see me. Perception was a powerful thing, for sure. Not to be left out, Ufri perked up and gazed at the forest. Our view was limited for the moment. Thin trees towered high above us, even when they started lower on the trail. They were like evergreens, though the needles looked serrated. I didn't even want to know what evolutionary stimulus caused that adaptation.
Don't harass the old ones, Wozim warned.
He said it lightheartedly, for a Titan, but I got his message loud and clear.
There is a time they allow harvesting of their bounty, and this isn't it.
Note to self,